You, Aiden, how are you? What's happening? I do. You're the mobster. Not bad, how are you? I'm neating. Got your suit. Yeah, it's a nice suit. New kettle. Think I threw my kettle out. It stopped working. I never use it any. I never use it because I don't drink tea or coffee. I never have any visitors. Yeah, suit was good. What's that for? Some wedding or something? Some normie wedding? Yeah, I can. That's what I usually do. Well, I never drink tea or coffee, so it doesn't matter anyway. Chamomile. Nice. Tea just makes me, just keeps me up all night. I'm just pissing all night. I remember my friend's ex-girlfriend, whatever, they're in the fucking new age shit. She recommended me some herbal tea. It's just up pissing all night. Preparing to marry vegan dolls. Does Papa know about this? How are you, Samuel? Not working today, Samuel? Yeah, don't tell Papa. Double marriage. Yeah. I think things. They'll have a meltdown. Yeah. No, all these trolleys. Nice. I think things will get so bad, the governments will allow polygamous marriages with the male loneliness epidemic. Special meeting at the cancer hospital. What's up? Yeah. Yeah, you just get to a point, you just get beyond caring. It's just a fucking clown show. Some poor cunt's nightmare. It's not even real. Yeah, sorry to hear it, man. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think, yeah, life can, so much bullshit can get thrown at you. You know, just think, well, what's the fucking point of anything? Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear it anyway. So then what? You go for the meeting and. No, it's all good. That's kind of what, like, this is here for, just venting and getting shit off our chest. Yeah, it always is. It just, the simulation seems to be geared that way, unless you're a normie. Like, you have the perfect life. And it's just the point is marriage and happy wife. I'm so happy I'm engaged. Well, congratulations, Aiden. Samuel says, then they tell you some doctor house shit about how they're going to save you and the chemos will help, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah. Normie wedding, you're the best man. I fucking hate weddings. I hate weddings for various reasons. One's because it's a normie establishment. Are you just messing with me? Anyway, I hate weddings regardless, but it's just like it's just showing you what you're never gonna have, you know. You don't think positively. Just manifest, bro. Yeah, I try and avoid them. I try and avoid weddings. Yeah, I agree, Samuel. They're just the elites, you know. These fucking nerds put on the coat think they know some shit. Yeah, exactly. They're all wankers. They all think they're top shit. They got their bullshit degree. They're better than everyone else. They're elitists. In reality, I think they know like they know shit, really. Nice one, Aiden. Well, I think I've been blacklisted, but yeah, I was wondering who would turn up. Samuel says, yeah, they literally call the mental health team on me when I'm in hospital because I always say some shit about religion or something that hurts their feelings. Yeah, right. Interesting. Small turnout. Yeah, we just started. I don't know, it's weird. Usually this is a time when like everyone from North America is turning up, but I find the night streams or when the Europeans are out here at my night, it's a better turnout. So it says, and how I can't wait for one big head to use a nuke, etc. Yeah, I'd be reacting the same. I'd just be like, fuck yous all. I feel like that way all the time. I always talk negative shit, but guys like in our predicament, like what we got to look forward to? Like next to nothing, you know? So it's like, oof. Just be positive, bro. Like copes only last so long. You know, you can gym max, whatever, shop max, consume. You know, it only goes so far. Penny Punisher, yeah. Wonder why he changed his name. Simi says, yeah, but apparently we're not supposed to share it when they ask what makes me happy. Parker Peters. Brent Hines. Oh, right, you're in Atlanta. Yeah, I did. Because what, he only got booted from the band. Apparently he's pretty aggressive or something. I think I went to his house because I met this Jewish single mother. We went on a couple of dates and we went past his place. I went to his place to pick up his mail. She's friends with him. 50 Seasons of Survivor. Yeah. I want to consume, but I've really got no money to consume at the moment. To spend frivolously like a nigger. Somebody says, I say shit like long walks on the beach, Gold Coast marijuana, McDonald's, etc. Yeah. Yeah, I did hear about Brett Hines. So you're in Atlanta, Parker. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's his place I went to. I didn't go, like, I just went out the front with one of his friends. We just picked up his mail. I was surprised because he lives in an all nigger neighborhood. Because that's Adair Park. Yeah, big time Star Wars fan. He had all the toys and shit. Penny. He has a Negress gun. It's all bullshit. The boyos are here. Yeah, they're always a bit Jewish. Nigger power. I'm too afraid to ask to unblock you because then I'll end up getting blocked. Because obviously Aiden's blocked and she bought the blocked Froglet just to be for being associated with him. And that's why I kind of reverted back. I dropped the king from my name because we're all kings and she'd associate with being connected to Aiden. But I know, I just kind of want to go back to everyone calls me DBF anyway. I mean, two minds whether to go back to Destroyed by Fords, but like, I don't care about that name anymore. That's one of those, in my like peak incel face. Can't stand the smell of fish. Yeah. Well, whenever I eat my cans of oysters and mussels, I throw out the can straight away because I throw them in my bin here and just stink everything out. Mental pseudos, Sudanese. They're mental to begin with. So what's happening, Froglet? What's happening, Pounder? Why did you become the Punisher, Pounder? Yeah, they're all got PTSD. From the Civil War, from chopping each other up, Samuel. And it says, yeah, should have been clubbing less and be more loyal to that married woman. Nah. Nah, well, what loyalty is there? Because she's married to begin with, so. Decorate war veteran from the age of 8. Because I punish ass. You bunt pussy. So they're sending their best. They're all lawyers and doctors. Punished pussy. So yeah, I'm still neat maxing. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice, Aiden. Yeah, I've been going yaoi hunting, skating. I don't know.